This time 8 weeks ago, Emma from Cork, Kate from Tip, but living in Dublin, and Mark and Donegal all decided to make a positive change in their lives. But they all started doing it for different reasons. One common goal, though, they wanted to get fit by Christmas. So we've been following their progress from reading their meal plans to looking at their workouts on todayfm.com/fitbychristmas. Next week, they're going to be in studio to be weighed for the first time in 8 weeks to see how their hard work has paid off. It's going to be a big moment. But our Sean, who is in charge of Today FM's Fit by Christmas, he's been catching up with them to see how they're feeling just 1 week out.
There's just 7 days left until the final weigh-in of Fit by Christmas. Over the past 9 weeks, personal trainer Ronan has been working with Mark, Kate and Emma to make lifestyle changes that will ensure that they can maintain the results that they've made during this challenge. Before taking part, each participant struggled with finding a healthy and active everyday lifestyle. Coming into this, Emma faced the biggest adjustment. She had just given birth 6 months prior, but now is ready to combine motherhood and her new fitness lifestyle.
So I now try and plan out my meals and I prep as much as possible at the start of the week. So I'll always cook up some food like chicken breasts and leave them in the fridge so I can grab them for lunches. And I've been adding in things like spinach, tomato and avocado to bulk up my breakfasts of eggs and toast or whatever, which I never would have done before. I've also cut out white bread and rice mostly, and I've replaced it with wholemeal. And I've also cut out mayonnaise, which I'm quite proud about because I used to have it on everything. I've also started eating dark chocolate instead of milk chocolate, but I can see already this is a challenge at this time of year with boxes of Quality Street and roses everywhere. So I'd say that's going to be the toughest one to keep up with. I'm just generally more aware of what I'm eating and I'm trying my best to make good choices.
Mark faced the difficulty of working on social hours. Unpredictable shifts meant planning workouts was often hard, but he has also made some changes for the better.
I've learned to make time for exercise, where before with my shift pattern and just being busy, I always said, well, I don't have time for exercise. That's not true. You make time for exercise. If you really want to do it, you'll fit the time in, even if it's 10, 15, 20 minutes. The diet that I've been on, I haven't found too difficult to stick to. I've had a few little wobbles here and there, but not as much as I thought I would. The thing for me was fitting on the exercise around a shift pattern that was changing from days to nights, on a day off, maybe still coming around from night shifts, feeling sluggish. So I alternated the workouts in the morning, then evening times would be the gym workout.
Kate travels a lot with work and was finding it hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle while spending most of her time in airports and hotels. But she has now made huge strides in adjusting her busy lifestyle to suit her new routine.
Over the past 8 weeks, my food planning and my exercise has completely changed. On a Sunday, I'll sit down and I'll look at the next 7 days to see where I am, and I'll plan out all my meals and all my exercise. I've never done this before. So for me now, exercise is built in daily, and what I eat, I'll know in advance and I'll always be prepared. And something that Ronan said to us was to make good choices. So the way I think and look at food now has completely changed. I'm really thinking about what I'm eating for my three meals. I'm preparing snacks if I'm on the road or if I'm traveling. I'm getting in as much fruit and veg as possible. I feel really good. My energy's improved. My fitness has improved. It's just part and parcel now. Over the last 8 weeks, it's become habit.
Here with the best tips of combining a healthy lifestyle and a busy lifestyle is our personal trainer, Ronan Murphy from Viking Built.
So for those of you who have been following online and taking part, or even considering taking part going forward, with Christmas looming, it's a chance for people to come off the rails very, very easily. But the plan, hopefully, is to stay motivated by staying on plan. The best thing you can do right now is to get out a pen and paper or on your laptop, devise a calendar of all your social events over the next 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, and try and bookend each side of those social events with decent nutrition, rest and exercise, so you can enjoy your social events. You can take as much as you want from them for the headspace. It's just as important going on these social trips and social events as your training is. So If you're going to go on them, just make sure you bookend them with decent rest, exercise and nutrition before and after, and then go and enjoy your time.
Mark, Kate and Emma will face their final weigh-in next week, 10 weeks after starting their fitness challenge. To see their progress so far, head over to todayfm.com/fitbychristmas or todayfm's IGTV for a full video on how to shop healthy.
There you go, there's the challengers in Fit by Christmas on todayfm. todayfm.com/fitbychristmas is the place to go, as Sean just said. Bookending your Christmas sessions with decent rest and nutrition. It's the nutrition after your night out is the hard part.
I'll be so careful.
I do remember like Brian O'Driscoll talking about that one time. Like it's not the drinking, it's the not eating the big greasy burger the next day.
That'll make the difference.